Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick. Welcome to this week's HopeCast with my friend, Jen Houston. Thank you, Jen, for joining me on this HopeCast.
Thank you so much, David, for having me.
Well, the HopeCast's purpose is to try to intersect faith and values with different things going on in our culture. And this is Thanksgiving week. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and it is a wonderful time to celebrate Thanksgiving. So today's HopeCast is going to focus on the power of Thanksgiving. It is one of the commands in the scripture that we all need to follow. Be thankful. And interestingly, the Bible even says, be thankful in all things, for this is God's will for you. So let's talk today, Jen, with our listeners about the power of Thanksgiving, why it's important, and how in the world we can give thanks to God in all things, even those raunchy, awful, terrible things that have happened to us. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's begin with the idea that Thanksgiving demands a direct object. Grammatically, if you use the word give thanks, there must be a direct object to your thanksgiving. For example, you would not go to the top of a mountain and cry out, give thanks, and then just wait maybe for the echo to come back, but then not complete. To whom are you giving thanks? Because if you have received something, you're grateful for it, but someone has supplied that blessing or that gift to you. And whenever you have thanksgiving, it demands, I think, an acknowledgement of God being the one who gave you those gifts.
I love that so much. And it causes us to have to use our voice. We were given a voice to use in this way.
And give thanks with that voice to God. Now, people might not understand this, but Thanksgiving goes back to 1863 at the Battle of Gettysburg. Lincoln gave his address, and within that, we see a Thanksgiving that became a proclamation of a day of Thanksgiving for our nation that has lasted ever since then. So the whole idea of Thanksgiving in our nation came from trauma, war, and all kinds of pain. But we need to remember that America was founded upon a beautiful Declaration of Independence, a magnificent Constitution, and Lincoln, some years after the formation of our nation, saw the multitude of blessings that God had given our nation. So he demanded, and it was passed by Congress, this day of Thanksgiving to God, the direct object of Thanksgiving to God. For Lincoln noted in that Thanksgiving address that we had to acknowledge God is the bountiful, benevolent giver of all of our gifts to our nation.
I love that so much. And for some reason, I'm thinking about the verse right now where Paul and Silas were giving praise and thanks to God in prison, and their chains came undone and the prison doors open, and not just theirs, but everyone else's. Talk about the power of praise and thanksgiving.
There's something in giving praise to God in the midst of our darkest hours. And with Paul and Silas, that praise time happened at midnight. Their arms and legs shackled to a Roman prison cell in Philippi. They praised God, and those shackles broke. And I can't explain it. I really don't understand it. You have biblical example after biblical example. One that comes to mind in another place is King Jehoshaphat facing the Assyrian army, 185,000 soldiers coming against him to destroy the city of Jerusalem, take over the nation of Israel. And he just goes to God in praise. He gives thanks to God for what's going on. And the text tells us that God sent an angel, just one angel, and defeated the 185,000 soldiers of the Assyrian army who dispersed, ran back to Assyria. King Sennacherib himself left and went back to Assyria, where he was immediately overthrown in a coup by his sons. the Israelites went out the next day and collected all the spoil of the Assyrian army. It happened because one king practiced the power of praise. Again, that story's echoed with Paul and Silas in that Philippi prison. Mm-hmm. We just know that when we praise God and give thanks to Him, there's a power released in the universe that sets us free. And Jen, I think a big part of it is we take the responsibility off ourselves for our situations. We give them to God. We let Him take care of the circumstances. We can even say to Him, "You run your universe. I don't. I trust you to do it in your way, in your style, in your form." Mm-hmm. And when we do that, again, it releases a power from God to set us free, break our shackles, and not only send our enemy forces in disarray away from us, but we'll collect the spoils from our enemy and be victorious over him.
Now, I have to ask a question because I was in a conversation with a worship leader who's kind of well-known in the worship circles in America. And is that story from Chronicles 20, 21?
It is. Exactly.
Isn't that interesting? And she felt like the Lord said, this is a strategy for the church right now for 2021.
Oh, interesting.
To lift up praise in thanksgiving now more than ever.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
We know that song from Bethel that many churches sing, "I raise a hallelujah,"
yes,
is that same idea in the middle of my enemies.
Yep.
And there's something about praising God in the midst of our darkest days that allows the Holy Spirit great power to move. I think it releases the angelic armies to come and fight for us. And again, back to that First Chronicles 20:21 story, it was one angel who defeated the 185,000. Lord, send me one angel right now, please, to defeat the enemies coming against me. My guess is everyone out there listening right now feels some force of darkness coming against them, and they need a power from on high to come fight for them. It's too big for them. And praise and thanksgiving is one of those weapons that we can use. Just remember, praise and thanksgiving demand a direct object. Remember, you're thanking God for all that He has given to you, which takes us to our next part of this subject, Jen. Not only does thanksgiving demand a direct object, thanksgiving demands an acknowledgement of the blessings that we have received from that direct object. So we give thanks to God for all He's given us. But I think another thing that's helpful during an understanding of thanksgiving, make a Thanksgiving list. Actually list out the things for which you are thankful. And I know you have an example of this in your own family situation.
Yeah, definitely. My family is going through a little bit of a tough time right now. And one of the things that my mom has shared with me that's been transformative in this season for her is before she gets out of bed, she thinks of three things to be grateful for. And they could be repetitive a couple days in a row, but it's an authentic expression of purposing her mind to be grateful for the things that are given in the midst of a hard time. And when you set your focus like that at the beginning of the day before your feet hit the ground, it changes everything.
Is that an attitude of gratitude example?
It is, yeah.
So you're focusing your mind on the things you have, not on what you don't have, and especially the blessings that you have. Psalm 103, verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget all of His benefits." Actually acknowledging them in your situation, this person actually acknowledging every morning three things for which she can be grateful. And we're asking our listeners to do something similar. Let me give an example. Marilyn and I knew of a teen some years ago who was deeply depressed, maybe even suicidal. And interestingly, today, between the ages of 10 and 34, the second major cause of death is suicide. Now, think about that. 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, up through the teen years, the second major cause of death is suicide. And those of us who live here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, actually have seen some of those examples in middle and high schools over the last several weeks here. And it's caused much distress and sadness in people's hearts here. But it is a reality, that cause of death being suicide. And this young girl who was a teen at that point, point, just couldn't find anything in life to live for. Mm-hmm. It just seemed hopeless. But we spoke to her and said, well, let's just start making a Thanksgiving list. Find your reasons for living, things that do help you. Mm-hmm. And at first she said, I just can't do it. There's nothing I can find for which to be thankful. And we kept encouraging her, well, just anything, just list it. Well, soon enough, she started going, okay, my next breath. She said, thank you, God. Then she said, for this morsel of food, thank you, God. She did things like, for hair on the top of my head. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to see. Thank you. And then she went outside and started seeing colors like never before, the green grass, the blue sky. She said, thank you, Lord. She started thanking God for the different kinds of birds in the trees that she noticed and their actual chirping. Mm-hmm. And what she found, Jen, was as she made this list, it got larger and larger and larger. And within a few months, she had over 800 entries into her diary regarding things for which she was thankful.
Wow.
At the end of that time period, suddenly her mind started being thankful instead of being cursed.
Mm.
It started looking at the good instead of the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And her feelings then followed her attitude of gratitude.
Wow.
And her life took on a new purpose of serving others to get them to start looking at their blessings, not their curses. And she is a vibrant young woman today, alive and well. And it all began when she went from suicide to praise, when she went from depression to Thanksgiving. And I think you and I both are trying today to help emphasize have an attitude of gratitude, change your mind. And one of the ways you can do that is by listing out in actual specificity everything in your life for which you have reasons to be thankful. And I think you'll find that list will go from dozens to even hundreds of things.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that one of my favorite things is when science confirms what Scripture says. And Scripture says to be thankful in everything. We've already talked about that. But I interestingly found an article online from Psychology Today, and there are actually scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. Can I share a few with you?
Yes, please. That's interesting.
Well, this article states that gratitude opens the doors to more relationships. And the idea is that when you're more grateful, you're more kind.
Yeah.
You're more kind to other people.
And that's like a magnet that draws people to you.
That's exactly what it is. It's like a magnet. And another thing that the article highlights is that gratitude improves physical health. And the quote there is, grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and grateful people are more likely to take care of their health.
Oh, that's a good point. And it probably releases those endorphins inside of us, which are antidepressants, God's natural ways to fight depression.
That's exactly right. Gratitude increases dopamine in your brain, which causes the increased happiness. And we all want that. We're looking to our phones to give us that, but that's not lasting.
No, it won't happen over time.
Well, another thing that the article says is that attitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. And it says that a study from Kentucky showed that participants who were more grateful were less likely to retaliate against others, even when given negative feedback.
And interesting.
It's so powerful. And I love the connection here between the Greek word eucharisteo, because it proves in Scripture that word means thanksgiving or to be thankful, but the root of that is joy. And science confirms again, the art of being grateful produces joy, and that's what the Bible says.
Well, there's nothing that science discovers that is antithetical to God's word.
Yes, it's amazing.
The word of God is true, and we find it being supported by what science discovers, and here's yet another example of that. Let's take on again at a little deeper level, though, Jen, this idea of giving thanks in all things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I jokingly sometimes with listeners say, hey, look it up in the dictionary. All means all.
Mm-hmm.
It means everything. Now, why in the world would God ask us to be thankful in the bad stuff that happens to us? You know, as a pastor, almost weekly, I have yet another story of some sadness that's going on in someone's life, yet the Bible says, give thanks for that. I think partly it is to change our attitude and not fall into depression, looking at the problem, but looking at praise. But I think also that we as believers believe that God is in everything, even the awful stuff that happens to us, and is using it for His His glory. So we don't give thanks for what has happened, like we don't give thanks for the cancer.
Right.
God's not the author of cancer.
No.
Our God is a good God. He did not author cancer. But we give thanks for how God uses cancer in its own way to drive us deeper and deeper into Him. I have a lot of friends who have been through traumatized situations, and after they've been able to walk through it for a while, they look back and go, you know what? Even though it was awful, it was painful, I'm not sure I'd ever want to go through it again, and I certainly don't wish this upon anyone else, even my enemies. I learned so much about Jesus and faith and suffering that helped me then care for other people at a deeper level. You know what? I wouldn't want to go through it again, but I really am glad I went through it. And I think that's the essence of giving thanks in everything, in all things.
Wow, that's really powerful. It reminds me, and I may have shared this before with our listeners, is that the Columbine shooting from years ago, one of the victims in that actually had a mutation in her nasal passage that actually caught and held one of the birdshot bullets that was released and saved her life.
Oh my.
So she was grateful for this mutation. You know, we're born into a fallen world and mutations happen, but God used that for good to save her life. Isn't that incredible?
That is amazing. That's like Corrie Ten Boom, who in the Nazi concentration camp gave thanks for the lice. When that happened, she and her sister, their immediate reaction was, oh, it's bad enough being in a Holocaust concentration camp. Now we have lice. But then they found out that later the lice being present in their particular barrack was what kept the Nazi soldiers from coming in and taking them to the moratorium, if you will. And indeed, the lice saved their lives.
It did. So, and it saved the lives of the women with them because they were able to hold their Bible studies freely because of the lice.
Wow. And that's just another example of giving thanks to God in all things.
Yeah.
So listeners, on this Thanksgiving week, would you dare to pause for a moment and remind yourself that Thanksgiving demands a direct object? That's God. He is the one who has given us all gifts, so thank Him particularly this week. Also remember that giving thanks means you are grateful for the gifts that that direct object God has given to you, so make a Thanksgiving list and make sure it's specific and you practice the power of praise. It releases endorphins, it releases the Holy Spirit like nothing else. But finally, make sure you give thanks in all things. Yes, even the painful stuff, because God is in it. Somehow, some way, He's working all things together for good, for His glory and our good, and we have to trust Him in that particular expression. So, Jen, any final Thanksgiving thoughts from you?
Well, I'm just grateful and thankful to be here and learn from you, David, and I'm just grateful for our listeners. So just thank you so much.
Well, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on a weekly basis with these Hopecasts. Next week, we'll look at another issue in the world through the lenses of faith and values. But just this week, we wanted to focus on Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving week, the power of praise, and hopefully it encourages all of you to thank God for His many blessings, even in the tough stuff, because He's working for His glory and your good. God bless you all. I look forward to talking with you next week.